why is Superman's shirt so tight? It's because he's wearing a size S.
Lol.
welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of August 7th, 2014. I am Simon Atwell, and as always, I am joined by...
Andrew Doop.
Do you do it weirder every time just because you can?
I like to mix it up, keep things fresh.
fresh, yeah, okay.
Fresh. Cool.
I think it's rotten.
Oh.
It gets my downvote on rottenintros.com.
Rottenintros.com, I wonder if that's a thing.
If it's not a thing, it should be a thing. So, no, it's not a thing. That's too bad. We should make it a thing.
We could.
Anyway. Actually, that would be a terribly great idea.
Right, like, intros.
For people like to literally vote on like the jokes and the intros and stuff of our show. Oh, God. Terrible, but awesome at the same time.
Simon's responsible for all the jokes put in this show.
This is except for the one the week I wasn't here. This is accurate.
That was the best joke.
The jokes are all ones that I find. I've never actually come up with one. I have altered some slightly before. But yeah, they're all me. Which is why Andrew sometimes doesn't get them. Sometimes laughs immediately. Sometimes doesn't laugh at all.
Sometimes Andrew's just stupid.
Well, sometimes the jokes are just bad.
That too.
They're not funny, but I put them in anyway. Oh my god. I don't know if I sound different than usual, but I'm so stuffed right now. I can't breathe through my nose. It's
you
the worst.
You sound a little nasalier.
It's the worst. But I plow through it for my art.
For art. In the name of art.
In the name of art, yep. Anyway, speaking of art, should we get into talking about the art of filmmaking and stuff?
Sure.
That was my worst segue yet. Starting off...
This first one is a big I told you so and I win.
Did you say it was going to move?
Yeah.
Did I say it wasn't going to move?
I don't know. This is a general statement to everyone or anyone who's thought otherwise.
Anyway, well, yeah, I'm pretty sure we both thought one of them was going to move.
Well, I knew that this one was going to move.
The news is Batman v Superman has moved its release date. They've moved it up from May with the same weekend as Cap 3. They moved it to March 25th, 2016. 2016? Did I put the wrong year in? Because I thought it was next year, but I could be wrong.
I thought it was next year, too. But I may have
mistyped.
Regardless, I was right. Suck it, Internet.
And it says 2016 on IMDb. So evidently, 2016.
So I mean, far away.
We knew one of them was going to move. If there was no day... Batman v Superman and Captain America 3 were going to open on the same weekend. What is a terrible plan for both?
That's too much America in one day.
Superman, Captain America.
Yeah.
God.
Too much America.
It's too much splitting because mostly a lot of the people who are going to go see a DC film are going to go see a Marvel film. You know. So that's, you're splitting your potential money of people who, well, I can only really see one movie this weekend, so do I want to see Batman? Do I want to see Captain America?
I know, I go see Captain America. Between the two.
I don't know. I don't know anything about either of the movies, really, besides, you know, the cast.
Neither, but whatever.
Anyway. I did kind of hope they would open them. Like, there's a little part of me hoped that they would stay and, like, nobody would chicken out and just to see how they fared against each other.
That'd be funny.
Some people are worried about the how far they've moved this for, like from all the way from March instead of just putting it into April, is generally March still falls within that there's no good movies out coming out range, or very few good movies coming out.
Maybe they just know.
Usually, January, February, and a little bit into March is where a lot of studios dump their movies that they don't have a lot of faith in. That's what happens, because people don't usually go out and see as many movies during those months, historically. Now, that being said, Lego Movie came out in February. It destroyed everything, because there was nothing to compete against it. Exactly. The only thing that was worth seeing to most people was a Lego Movie. So it destroyed everything for weeks, because there was nothing else that was, you know, fantastic coming out around it.
And it was Lego.
So this is either means it's a bad movie, or that they're running that gambit of, maybe we won't get as many people out, but also we won't have much to compete with.
Yeah.
Till Marvel puts another movie that weekend or some crap. Because do they have 3 movies scheduled for 2016 yet? Because they were.
They move Captain America to the same date.
No, they put another movie there. Like, they haven't put one they haven't announced the date for yet. There. You Captain where it is. Take that March one. You know, what you going to do now, DC? What you going to do now?
I kind of like the idea of Captain America just keep pushing them.
Just chasing them?
Yeah.
Move back. Captain America moves back. Move
forward. Move your date? You going to move your date?
That would be terrible. And awesome.
It'd be the most childish release of anything ever. And yeah. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, except for the fact that it would totally fuck with the actual films themselves. Which would be too bad. Yep. I don't remember what I was going to say. I had another thing to say, but it's gone from my brain. So I think we'll just move on. Occupant Entertainment, which I had not heard of prior to this, they've made a few smallerish films, and Deep Silver, who made the Dead Island games and I believe the Saints Row games, are partnering up to make a Dead Island movie. It's not a lot of news about this yet, because they just announced that, hey, we're working together to make the world of this series into a movie. And I didn't realize it was a continuing series. Like, I thought it was like Dead Island 1, and then Dead Island 2 is a whole different thing.
I also didn't know. Mostly because I've only really played the first one, and not even that deep into the first one.
But, I mean, at the same time, though, they've made movies out of series, in quotation marks, that aren't actual continuing series.
Yeah, well, like Resident Evil,
which are kind of like the later ones are kind of continuing games, and they kind of try and retcon their stories into working together.
Was Wesker in any of them?
Who?
Wesker.
Wesker.
Yeah.
The character from the movie?
Was he in any of the movies?
I don't know. I don't remember the movies. I watched the first Resident Evil movie. I think that's it.
Okay.
And I barely remember any of the games. I think I remember like playing Resident Evil 2 the most, and I don't remember playing any other one.
Yeah, I remember 2 and 4.
I remember typewriter tape.
Yeah, this goddamn typewriter
tape. Obnoxious. Oh, you don't find the typewriter tape? Oh, you can't save your game.
What? And then you get dead.
Bullshit. Yeah, no. It was the most annoying part of that game. So yes, they've announced that they're working together to make a Dead Island movie, and they hope to add, you know, directors and film crew and all that, and they hope to start production in quarter one of 2015. Which, I mean, I don't know if they were already working on a script or something, but half a year's. I mean, it's kind of quick to go from conception to filming. But I mean, I suppose they already have a world built.
Yeah, it's gonna be some people go on vacation, then there's zombies, and then that happens.
I suppose this is true. It's not a completely built from absolutely nothing world. This is already existing. We're just kind of taking the parts that we need for our movie.
So it can't be that hard.
No,
but happy it's probably not going to be very good.
It'll probably be average. I mean, yeah,
but
video game movies, Andrew, are never good.
No, they really are.
I'm trying to think of the one exception, but I can't. Is there one exception?
None that come to mind?
No, I can't think of a good video game movie at all. So, but I'm sure it'll be perfectly average for a video game movie, maybe even better. I don't know, like I said, I don't know this Occupant Entertainment. They've got a few things they've done. And I like Deep Silver games, so yay, hopefully. Yay. All right, moving on. I didn't know, I saw the first time I saw about this next thing that was even being made was like 2 days ago. Disney's Into the Woods has a trailer. It's out on the interwebs. It'll be in the show notes. I didn't know they were making, I saw this, I think, on Reddit or IMDb maybe 2 days ago, something about Disney doing Into the Woods. And I didn't understand how I didn't hear about it.
I never heard of it.
Into the Woods?
Yeah,
it does not surprise me. It's a Stephen Sondheim musical.
Ooh.
Basically, it takes Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood, Rapunzel, Cinderella, and characters from the stories. And a baker and his wife, like from an original story, baker and his wife, like not in another fairy tale, and stuff. I don't want to say too much. I've only seen it once. I've seen somebody do the extra musical. It was a high school production, but it was an artsy high school, so it was quite good. Basically, they all happen. The stories are all happening concurrently and in the same world, so they do meet each other, and they have to fix each other's problems and the problems that this thing causes, and that they work together in the end. And it's quite good, and I'm bad at explaining things. Watch the trailer. It's more of a teaser trailer. It doesn't show a lot. But it could be interesting. I mean, it's got Meryl Streep in it and Emily Blunt and James Corden, who I believe is taking up after was it Craig Ferguson? I saw news that I believe it was James Corden was taking over a talk show from another comedian.
Oh, right, yeah.
I didn't really know who James Corden was.
Me either.
I still don't. But, that's good news, I guess. It's got Anna Kendrick and Chris Pine as well. So, I mean, the cast is pretty good.
Yeah.
Come on. It's got Kirk playing some kind of fantasy prince. Some sort of Prince Charming, I would expect. He's dressed like a Prince Charming, so. I think Anna Kendrick is Cinderella.
Anna Kendrick's pretty good, too.
Oh, right. I think Johnny Depp is, like... Johnny Depp's in here, too. He's in the... his name is in the trailer, but not actually in this article that I read, which is funny to me. That they did not throw his name, which is arguably a bigger name than Meryl Streep. Arguably, and depending on your crowd, the person who wrote this little write-up about the film did not throw him in there, even though it's in the trailer that they linked to. Anyway, it's supposed to come out Christmas this year, which is another reason why I'm surprised I hadn't heard about it before, because it's coming out this year.
It's so close.
Yeah. I might go see it, see what they did. I liked, I, like I said, I liked Into the Woods when I saw it, I only made like 4 or 5 jokey comments to the person sitting beside me. Which is very few for me. Depending on the person sitting beside me. Luckily, the person sitting on my right side was making the comments back at me. Like, we didn't realize this. Like, we didn't really know each other at the time. We were had a mutual friend that we both went to see the show with. And my friend was like, no, you two are sitting beside each other, so I don't have to hear you. Because she knew that I make the comments all the time, and the other friend made the comments all the time. So it was good. I don't remember what any of those jokes were, but I bet you I'll think that I'll remember them by when I'm watching this movie. Yeah. Christmas. December 25th. I realize I said Christmas, and some people consider Christmas 24th and 25th, so it should say actual Christmas Day this year. December 25th.
Christmas Day! I'm so excited for Christmas.
It's the day before Boxing Day.
Yeah. And after Christmas Eve.
And after Christmas Eve, yeah. And like a week before New Year's. Something like that. I don't. It's more than a. It's less than a week, but you know. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Moving on. Continuing in Disney. Continuing with. Not woods per se, but lots of trees. Apparently, Disney is going to be doing a live-action Jungle Book, like a live-action mixed with CGI Jungle Book. I mean, so I guess they're not putting a kid in with like an actual panther and wild bear and whatnot.
I'd watch it.
CGI bear, CGI animals. Jon Favreau is going to direct it. Jon Favreau. I did not know he directed Iron Man 1 and 2, but apparently he did.
Yeah, he did.
And he was Happy Hogan in all three. He was Happy.
He was the one who wanted to get... what's his nuts to play Iron Man?
The one... Who, the guy who actually ended up playing Iron Man?
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.
That's it.
Okay, I was like, I wasn't sure if there was somebody else in the running... Or you were trying to remember Robert Downey Jr. Farrow would be extremely disappointed in you right now.
I'm disappointed in me.
Also, I discovered when looking up his director credits, he's going to be the one directing Elfstones of Shannara, the Terry Brooks book series.
Didn't we mention that?
We mentioned... I don't remember if we mentioned the director's name. I know we mentioned the show. But the movie.
We're terrible.
So, did we mention it on the show, or did we just mention it when we were talking some other time?
Who knows?
They run into each other since Thursday night, then Friday night, then Saturday night. All kind of run into each other for our conversations.
He also starred in that movie.
Chef?
Yeah. Which I think he also directed?
Yes. Yeah. That came out, what, a few months ago? No, less than a few. A month ago, maybe.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. I'm waiting for it to come out.
He starred in and directed that one as well. Also featuring Robert Downey Jr. I looked it up on IMDb when we were invited to see it. Anyway, also, back to Jungle Book. The reason I actually found out about this movie happening is because Bill Murray is going to be Baloo. And I assume Baloo's going to be CGI, so I assume it's Bill Murray's voice is going to be Baloo, but still, Bill Murray, man. Come on.
Bill Murray's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome in everything, and always. And apparently he just walks around, whatever town he's from, or lives in now. Because I don't think it's actually like Los Angeles. But you see stories, you see pictures and hear stories all the time of them. Him just, like, showing up to parties.
Yeah.
Like, seeing as a party on at somebody's house and just walking in the door.
It's like his scene from, Deadland. Deadville.
Zombieland?
Zombieland.
I haven't even watched that movie, and I figured that's what you meant from Deadland.
Yeah, his scene from Zombieland is exactly how I imagine Bill Murray would react in a zombie apocalypse.
Well, as I have not seen the movie, I don't understand what you mean. So
you're a sad person. You need to see it.
I think my dad has it on DVD, but I never watched it.
Even if you just watch it for that one specific scene.
Still haven't watched Frozen. And that one, I think I'm going to continue, and I will eventually be the only person on the whole planet to have not seen Frozen.
I'll lend it to you.
And that no. I'm not going to break my streak. I'm like pretty much in our age group, in larger than our age group, probably from like 12 to 30. I'm probably one of like a dozen people who have not seen that movie.
Pretty much.
Come on, I want to keep that streak. I want to be the longest running person who's not seen Frozen. Anyway, Jungle Book comes out October 9th, 2015.
Bare necessities.
So, I mean, they've got to be into production already then, or at least into animation already, if it's coming out next October.
Into something more than just doing it and Bill Murray.
Yeah. I don't know how I missed the earlier news about these two films. It seems weird to me, because they both interest me. At least Bill Murray interests me, and Jungle Book was a good Disney movie back in the day. Oh, there it is. Oh, I'm tired.
No, you're Simon. But
I hate you. I hate you. You're the worst. You are the opposite of Batman. We'll continue on with something Disney owns, moving out of movies and into TV. Anybody else interested in watching 7 minutes of Star Wars Rebels?
If you answered no, get out of my podcast.
I watched it earlier today. It's not like from the beginning. It's not like the beginning of the episode or the end of the episode. It's kind of the middle of the episode, but it's 7 minutes in a row. It's not like, oh, here's a minute of this scene. Oh, here's a minute and a half of this scene. That's 7 minutes of the show. Just kind of in the middle of the show. And it's a good 7 minutes. I like it.
I think it's going to be a good show still.
And, oh yeah, certainly, if this 7 minutes is anything to base the rest of at least the episode on, it's good. Also, I'm pretty sure I count 2 Liam O'Briens in the 7 minutes. Pretty sure. Not 100% on this one, actually. I'm like, that one kind of sounds like him, but like he's trying to put on an accent?
Name drop.
Yeah, the other one was only like 2 words, and I go, I'm pretty sure that's Liam, too. So, anyway, I'm going to watch it again, at least for those 2 points, because I'm going to gonna see if that it is, in fact, Liam O'Brien. Because like, I tried looking it up on IMDb, and lo and behold, there's no extra cast, just the main cast, because, you know, the show's not out for months.
Yeah, there's no actual credits.
Yeah, no actual credits. Duh. Should have realized that one before I tried IMDb. Yeah, so that show starts in October this year. It doesn't actually have an actual date, just October. Disney. Come on. It's not that far away. It's close enough that you can give us an actual numerical date. You know? Because I want to know.
I also want to know.
I want to know what day I will be downloading it the day after.
Because it's not like I have Disney XD.
Like I did with Tron. Tron, did you ever see the Tron show on Disney XD?
No.
It was pretty good. I think, I don't know if either the place I was getting the downloads just stopped, or if the show just kind of ended abruptly, but it did not. What I watched did not finish its story.
It too bad. There's that Marvel show on Disney XD. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's
had this episode with Deadpool and Spider-Man and Taskmaster, and it was amazing.
I know Disney XD. The stuff on Disney XD is actually really good.
Like, there's this one line from Deadpool where Spider-Man's like, oh no, there's booby traps. And Deadpool's like, haha, you said traps. Those are the best lines ever.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was called, but it's amazing.
I'm trying to. I know. I actually do know the name of that show, and I just can't remember. It's bothering me now. Oh well. I kind of want to look it up, but I mean, you know what? Google will help me. Wow, shoe, Marvel shoe, really big shoe, really big. Avengers Assemble, maybe? Marvel
Probably.
Avengers Assemble. There also seems to be other Marvel shows on Disney XD, like Ultimate Spider-Man. Apparently. Marvel Universe. Avengers Earth-mazed Heroes is not going on anymore. Sorry. Ultimate Spider-Man and Avengers Assemble.
Could be
And
Avengers Assemble.
Hulk and the Agents of Smash, but I'm imagining it was not that one, since it
No.
did not mention Hulk or She-Hulk or Red Hulk, I think, is in that show. And like two other characters that I don't know.
It's probably Avengers Assemble.
Anyway.
Wasn't Earth's Mightiest Heroes. I watched that a lot.
Well, now Avengers Assembles apparently replaced Earth's Mightiest Heroes on that channel. Because Earth's Mightiest Heroes ended in 2013.
Earth's Mightiest Heroes is really good.
Never watched it. Heard it
That
was
was
good,
my
though.
first experience with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, they did show up in that. You know what? That reminds me. So I was playing yesterday. I played a little bit of Marvel Heroes 2015. I think that's what it's called. The free-to-play. It's kind of like Diablo, where it's a click to attack and a click to move, which bothers me a lot because, well, sometimes the targets are small, so I try and click to attack and I click to move instead. But like all free-to-play games, it's got lots of things that you can buy for real money and a ton of in-game money. One of those things is Star-Lord, and team up Gamora, Groot, and Drax. So I think that means like an NPC companion character. But one of the like eight free characters you can choose is Rocket. So clearly I played as Rocket, and it was awesome. And he was like British. It was weird. But it was a raccoon running around with laser guns. So.
What's not to love?
And for now, at least, like the menu image for Marvel Heroes 2015, it's got like the Guardians in their comic book appearance. Like standing, like in a, what are those, in a line, like a, whatever they call them, in cop shows, where you get the people behind the one-way mirror and they're looking at the lines, they're in a line like they're being arrested, and they have the Star Lord do the machine like he does in the movie, but instead of what he does, it's like the peace sign because, well, this is a game that's probably gonna have little kids. You can't. But he even does the hand gesture, like, I didn't know what this did, and like shakes his head. I was like, oh, that's great, because everybody who's seen the movie totally knows what that's supposed to be.
Yeah, or the trailer even.
Yeah, well, the trailer though, it's blurred,
Yeah, but I mean,
and you don't get the I didn't know this machine did. I'm sorry.
people are kind of smart.
That movie's fantastic. Everybody needs to see it more than once, like
Yeah,
we do.
at least twice.
We only saw it twice, and I would go see it again.
I would go see
Literally
it
on Tuesday, I was walking home, and I was like, "Man, I'd see that movie again right now. I'd see that
again.
again tonight." And we watched it for the second time on Monday.
And the first time on Friday.
Friday, It was a lot of Guardians. It was a lot of greatness. Oh. Okay, well, we'll bring this up later because we are going to do a review of it at some point. Not on our show. We're going to do a different recording, I think, and put it up separately. Maybe sometime this weekend. I haven't really figured that out yet, but it will happen. And I've said it on the internet, so that basically makes us have to do
Makes us accountable.
it. Exactly. So I'll bring stuff. More stuff up about it then, but so I'm not getting into it. Moving on. I'm gonna move on now before I go on for half an hour. and waste all my stuff for that review. So next thing in TV and last thing in TV, we get courtesy of eonline.com, which is the weirdest, I'm just looking at it right now, it's the weirdest web address that I've ever seen, because it's ca.eonline.com, probably because I'm in Canada.
Yeah, that's normal.
It's weird, I've never seen the CA first. Anyway, they have a couple of pictures of Charlie Cox as Matt Murdock from the Netflix Marvel Daredevil series. Really it, there's a little blurb about explaining, you know, what the picture actually is and, you know, what the show is, who else is in it. But it's mostly you see him as Matt Murdock.
Spoiler alert, he looks like a blind guy.
In a suit. Yep. Looks a little beat up too. He's got some sort of small wound on his head.
You fell down some stairs.
I think it's good. I'm good with it. But I would put much. I'm much more interested in seeing him in the Daredevil costume, because that's the hard.
That's the important part.
The harder one to do without looking like a jackass. But we'll see that eventually. I'll watch that show. I already subscribed to Netflix, so it's not like I'll be paying $8 extra or anything.
Exactly.
Mind you, I still haven't watched Orange is the New Black or Lilyhammer. Or what was the other one that's a Netflix original series?
There's a lot. House of Cards?
House of Cards, yeah. I haven't watched that either.
House of Cards!
I have watched Arrested Development, though, so that's all I need.
Speaking of paying $8 extra, the good news about EA Access, segueing into games.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what you were segueing into.
The good news about EA Access is you don't need a gold membership to subscribe. Oh, goody.
I think gold is more than $8 extra. Just saying.
I don't know how many extra dollars it is. Let me just double check.
You just subscribed for life?
The EA Access, for those of you who don't know, is EA's subscription service, which lets you get early access to games. Right, it's $4.99 a month.
Really, that's it?
Yeah, it lets you get early access to EA games, as well as access to some of the older libraries, DLC stuff.
My question is, how early of early access?
Well, for example, they got the Dragon Age.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a week. You get a week ahead to play.
Yeah, that's not a bad early at all.
No, but for $4.99 a month, yeah.
But this also depends. I mean, if it comes with, like you said, it comes with back catalog or something like that. If you can play also old games, like that, maybe you don't own.
Yeah.
Dragon Age 2.
That could be good, but it doesn't say what games will be in the quote unquote vault.
So it might be their shit.
Yeah. I mean, if it's anything like their free games that they're offering on Origin.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Wing Commander 3 is good. I don't know.
It is good. It's phenomenal, but it's phenomenal like 10 years ago.
and Peggle. I love Peggle. Come on. Although, I mean, hey, they started with Dead Space. Dead Space 1, but Dead Space.
So that one just kind of went down from there.
Yeah, it did.
For those of you who have PlayStation and are interested in EA Access...
Too bad?
Too bad. PlayStation doesn't think it offers quote-unquote good value.
So, maybe you're right, Andrew. Maybe it's all their shit.
Yeah. The PlayStation Plus, to elaborate more, is pretty much how I feel about it on the Xbox side, is they don't think that PlayStation Plus members, which they're really trying to push for, would be interested in subscribing to another service on top of it.
Yeah.
And you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I have zero interest in paying even more money. I'm fine with Live, but this is stupid.
I still don't like Live's existence. Like paying for multiplayer bothered me.
Meh. It was always good. It's better than the free versions.
What do you mean, though? How is it?
Like, the servers and matchmaking and all that have always been, you know, historically better. I mean, the difference was more noticeable back, like, Xbox original. When, like, Halo 2 was out, Xbox Live, that was a big deal. There wasn't anything like that on PC or PlayStation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was less pronounced when it was PlayStation 3 versus 360. Because, I mean, couldn't tell the difference at that time.
Yeah, at that time there wasn't really too much of a difference. Since it was basically just the same thing. You still got matchmaking and friends list and all that, but... Meh.
Meh.
Meh. Speaking of meh, Rise Son of Rome is coming to the PC later this year.
I was going to say, which story are you insulting right now? Wing Commander? We already mentioned Wing Commander.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to that because I got more to say. But Rise Son of Rome comes to PC later this year. It's going to have the 4K texture pack and all the DLC, including the exclusive Day One edition stuff from the Xbox. And this is weird because I didn't think there would be too much of an audience for this.
Well, you thought wrong.
It's basically one of those glorified Xbox One tech demos. I mean, I had it and I beat it. It was all right. Looked pretty.
Right, I remember hearing about this. I did not have it, but I remember hearing about it, that it was not, you know, really worth the price of a new game.
No. I'd pay like half of that. Maybe. I mean, the length is about the full game, but it gets kind of old fast.
That's unfortunate, I guess.
But it's pretty. And it has a lot of cool special moments, but they're kind of few and far between. It's coming to PC later this year. Yay!
And also, due to the fact that it's coming to PC from a console, it's probably... Traditionally, those are pretty crappy.
Yeah.
Usually, they're crappy ports. Like any Grand Theft Auto on PC. This is too bad, by the way, because I love the Grand Theft Auto games, but I hate playing them on my PC. To the point where I don't anymore. I can't stand it.
So back to Wing Commander 3. You can get it free on Origin. Now, like, this is a great game, like I said, 10 years ago, or whatever old it is. And it's one of those magical games that used the live-action cinematics.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just... It's amazing. It's got John Rhys-Davies in it, Mark Hamill.
Jesus.
That one guy who's in, like, friggin' everything, the old guy.
I need more than that.
Dance, Prance, Charles... Dance might be
Charles Dance?
That's probably
Tywin Lannister?
Not it. No, that's not it.
That's Charles Dance.
Yeah. It's old British dude with, like, white hair.
Wow. That's not everybody.
I know.
He's in a lot of stuff. Bill Nighy? Bill Nighy's in a lot of stuff.
It might be Bill Nighy.
I don't know.
But it might not be.
It's not like I could look this up on IMDb or something right now.
It's got like a bigger... whatever. He plays one guy, other guy. And then there's also the guy who played Biff in
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up right now. Wing Commander.
It's a good idea, actually.
3. Not the movie. There's also a Wing Commander movie starring Freddie Prinze Jr. and Matthew Lillard.
Really?
1999. Wing Commander 1 is 1990. Why is there no... I put in 3. Why wouldn't you show me 3?
Wing Commander 3 was released on MS-DOS and Macintosh in 1994.
IMDb, you're failing me. IMDb has failed me.
Malcolm McDowell is his name.
Oh, of course, Malcolm McDowell. British guy in everything. Yep.
Yeah.
I love Malcolm McDowell.
Me too. And Tim Curry, of course, is in it.
Tim Curry's in a lot. I think it was Tim Curry. He was in one of the Command and Conquers, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The generals? Was it a generals one?
Yeah, he was a Soviet general who didn't care about voice acting in an accent at all. He had like Russian Tourette's, or sometimes he would be in accent, most of the time not.
Well, Tim Curry, of course not. Tim Curry's a real actor. He's like, he's doing this video game thing. Let's get a paycheck.
Okay. He's got like the best line in all of the Command & Conquer games ever, where it's like, I'll go to the one place not ruined by capitalism. And then he pauses and he goes, the space!
But he does say it like that too. He says, it's space!
Space!
It's really weird. Yeah. I've seen that one. I looked that one up on YouTube.
It's the best. It's a great game. I love the live-action cinematic things in the video games. The old Jedi Knight games had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
They were all
good. It's been a while.
Plus but like
everyone.
This also was Chris Roberts' game, because he did the whole Wing Commander series. And if you don't know, Chris Roberts is the guy behind that money-making Star Citizen.
Chris Roberts Industries, as the bloody website is. Or Roberts Industries, sorry.
Yeah, Roberts Industries.
The bloody website is. Yeah. I haven't looked at their website in months upon months. I think I just, because usually I just delete the emails, I think my email thinks that emails that they send are just spam now. I don't even open them. I just automatically delete them. Because I know all that they have in there is crappy news that I don't care about and trying to sell me more stuff.
Yeah.
And until the game comes out, I don't really care to hear from them.
The next bit of news is the Mass Effect director leaves BioWare.
Now, you say the, or is it the or a? Like,
Well, he's pretty much the. He is a, but he is also the. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do, actually. And this, for once, I do exactly know what you mean. Because video games are made by a team, but generally there's a head person.
Yeah. He's the creative director. He's leaving to go...
To space.
To space. just do something else. He just wanted to take a break and just go do other things.
Yeah, I read this, what he's quoted as saying, and it sounds like he's leaving fairly amicably. Like, it's just like, it's nothing against BioWare. I just want to try something else for a little while, or I want to try a different place for a time. So that's,
It's all
that's
right.
cool.
But Mass Effect is amazing, and we need him because
Well,
it's
Mass
great.
Effect 4 is already well into production.
Yeah, might be able to continue without him. Maybe. I hope.
It'll be fine, don't worry. Pat, 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 pat. It'll be fine.
And next piece of news, Dota 2 has
Rip.
official mod support and it looks awesome.
And people are very happy about it.
Yeah, it's only in alpha or beta right now, but people are already using it to great effect. And one person had to say about it that it's like the best editor for any RTS game ever, and you can make a third person RPG no problem. Dead man drifting racing game, easy. 100 versus 100 live MMO server, doable. That'd be madness.
Well, wasn't that what they banned on StarCraft?
The 100 versus 100 live server?
World of StarCraft. Somebody made a mod that was an MMO on the StarCraft thing. They just don't know how big it was.
Think I vaguely remember something like that.
You do, because it was big news. And then somebody else wanted to buy it or hire the guy, but they couldn't do that because it was StarCraft. There was legal things going on there. It was a while ago, so I can't quite remember the full story.
I
But I do
think.
know for a fact he made a World of StarCraft MMO mod, and it got removed from the mod market, or the hell they called it. That stupid game.
Blizzard.
No, that mod thing, the name's stupid on StarCraft 2. Anyway. Dota 2 mods.
That looks cool. There's a little video with the article that I have linked, and it just shows some custom game types that have already been made, like CTF and
Let's capture the flag for those who don't know.
And Pudge Wars.
Punch Wars?
Pudge.
Pudge. Okay, no, I have no idea what that is.
It's a character. It's like you just play that character, and he's got this like grappling move where he sends out this chain with a hook. In WoW,
The
the
big bad
under,
things?
yeah, the big
Abominations, I believe they are.
abominations, yeah, in the Undercity.
Yeah.
It's exactly that chain attack, and they look exactly like him, pretty much.
That's good, because that's exactly what I envisioned.
Yeah. It's basically just two teams of that on each side of a river using that one move. It looks awesome. Oh, hello, spider.
That's not our next piece of news. That's Andrew being Andrew.
There's a spider.
Congratulations. Do you want to pause the show so you can get rid of it?
No, too lazy.
Fair enough. Do we want to move on to our last thing that's taking up two bullets, but it's with only one story in games?
Xbox One Gold members get Crimson Dragon, which I know nothing about, and Strike Suit Zero Director's Cut for the Games with Gold free for the month of August. Strike Suit Zero is pretty badass
And gets very difficult.
and gets very difficult very quickly.
Yep.
But it is definitely worth the price of free, and you should go get it.
Well, free, quote unquote.
Quote unquote. It's likely if you have an Xbox, you have
I have Live anyway. This is true. Still, free quote-unquote. Just want to throw that out there.
Thanks. Thanks, Sam. And the 360 gets Motocross Madness. Don't know anything about that. But it also gets Dishonored.
Which is a game much like Last of Us that I never finished.
Yeah, exactly. I played Last of Us, and then I played Dishonored right after, and I would not have been able to beat Dishonored if I hadn't played Last of Us first.
Yeah, I liked playing Dishonored, but then I was like, halfway through one of the missions they sent me on, I would just, man, is this mission almost over? I want to like save and stop playing this game.
It was Dishonored is one of the best world-built games with like a lot of immersion and absolutely really great first-person stealth mechanics and such, steampunky world. It's awesome.
It is, and I just couldn't play it for some odd reason.
It is hard because there is a lot of the stealth stuff. You can be like just kill everything and fight all the people.
Oh, I kill everything.
But the game gets like exponentially harder throughout because of rats and stuff.
Yeah. Fighting swarms of rats was fun. Not.
Yeah.
Especially if you didn't see them first.
The idea in the game is if you kill more people, there's more rats. Kill less
people. It gets worse. Rats. Yeah. Depending on how many people you kill, the end is slightly different, I guess.
Yeah.
The plague, like the city's under plague or something.
Yeah.
So.
It's an awesome game.
Still, I killed everybody I came across, because that's how I play sneaky games. Unless they tell me not to, unless I fail the mission by not, you know, killing a person, I kill everybody. That's how I've always played sneaky games. They can't find me if they're dead.
Exactly.
That's my rule. Just ask Snake.
Snake.
Can't find me if you did. Metal Gear Solid.
Stupid.
What? Metal Gear Solid.
Stupid.
You have a problem with Metal Gear Solid?
Yes.
Why?
It's so hard.
Which one? Which one is hard?
All of them.
No. Metal Gear Solid is and isn't. It's PlayStation. It's hard to go back to because it's PlayStation 1. And everything on the PlayStation 1 is hard to go back to. Metal Gear Solid 2 is fine. Particularly the Tanker Mission. Tanker Mission is simple. The other one's a little more tricky in the fact that there are tricks on how to beat bosses. Like, there's one person, I don't remember how to beat her now, but you literally can't shoot her. You have to do the trick. There's no way you can. It's just really, really punishing if you don't do the trick. You literally have to do the trick. You can't beat her. Which is, well, annoying to someone like me who just likes to shoot things in games where I'm told to shoot things. You know?
Yeah.
You can shoot things and tell me not to shoot things. What the hell, man? That's also my least favorite missions in Assassin's Creed games. Sneak and don't kill anything.
That's not my least favorite in anything.
I'll sneak and not get caught if you let me kill things. But I hate sneaking and not killing. Because it's the worst.
It really is.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. And I probably sound like a psychopath. Because who's going to, like, I don't know, go crazy when just snap one day and mass murder somebody with my gun that doesn't exist because I don't own a gun.
Yet.
Yet. Anyway, move on to these last quick couple of things for comics and book-ish. So, coming out in October, the Howard the Duck omnibus in hardcover is coming out. Yeah, so it's not quite everything, as most omnibuses. Omnibus-i? Omnibus-i? How do you pluralize omnibus?
don't know, it might be plural already.
Like moose?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. It's not necessarily every single story he was ever featured in, because back when he was first created, he was in a lot of Marvel stuff. Like, he was at least featured, if not the main character. But this is quite a bit of the stuff that he was in, and all sort of the main and most popular stuff that he was involved with. So, and I mean, Howard the Duck, for those who don't know, he was born on a planet full of talking waterfowl, and I don't remember how, but somehow made it to Earth and became the only talking duck. And had no real powers except for the fact that he was a talking duck, but always
Yep.
managed to get in trouble and somehow get his way out of it.
He
And
was also the first Marvel character to get a movie.
yep, because George Lucas directed it after, pretty well immediately after Star Wars, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was notoriously terrible.
Yeah.
He was a very, he was a pretty popular character in his time. I would probably check this out, pick it up maybe, depending on the price.
I'd maybe get it from the library or borrow it from someone.
Get it from the library is always a good way. So that's how I read Flashpoint. Yeah, the main Flashpoint series. And now I'm reading Fairy Tail manga, even though I've already read the, or I've already seen the show up to the point where I'm reading the manga anyway. Don't worry, I'll pass the show soon. I'm only a few issues away from the show now, like 10 issues away from the show. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Last thing, here, also coming out in October, even though I didn't write it down like a jackass, so I'm gonna make sure it comes out in October. Yep, October 28th. Voltron from Days Long Ago, a 30th anniversary celebration. That is the title. Has Voltron in big letters, and then from Days Long Ago in slightly smaller letters.
Voltron.
And then a 30th anniversary celebration in very small letters. So small that it's pretty much impossible to read in the picture. This is what I say bookish. It's not a Voltron comic, although I think it actually does have a comic in it. It's the people who, mostly people who, they wrote the comics. They wrote some of the comics for a while, or they did one of the shows, or something like people who were involved with the zeitgeist that was Voltron, writing things about, how Voltron came to be and how it affected popular culture, and it's sort of behind the scenes and other interesting things. Voltron, less than a different, I think, less than an actual Voltron comic. But it is from people who worked on Voltron, so it might actually be, interesting. As opposed to people who have nothing to do with the stuff writing anniversary things, which is always annoying.
Yeah. Unless there are people who are interesting. Like Joss Whedon or whatever. If he weighs in on something, I'm usually interested.
Did you know there's a Voltron animated series right now that's airing?
Right now.
Right now? With a graphic novel series that complements and quotation marks it?
No,
That
I had
goes with
less
it?
than zero idea that that was a thing.
It's on Nicktoons.
Wow.
Yep. Voltron Force. Voltron Force comic. Looks like graphic novel. And Voltron Force show on Nicktoons. And there's a podcast about it. That's Voltron.
Wow.
Name drop. Sorry, somebody who writes in this book is a co-host of Let's Voltron, which is, I mean, I know it's from, I know it's what they said, but it's a terrible line.
It's a pretty niche.
Yeah, I know. It is pretty niche. But I've considered nicher things before. Never acted on them, but considered.
It's true.
I've always wanted to do a show cast, but it's hard to find the right show that a dozen and a half people haven't already done a podcast for.
I know, let's do Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do a Game of Thrones cast. There's not 100. Let's do a Doctor Who cast. There's not 150 million of them. No. Mind you, there are Doctor Who podcasts out there that have good twists on them. Like there's ones that specify or that specifically look at like the books or something. Like, you know, they mention the shows and stuff obviously as well, but they're mostly focused on the books that come out because pretty much every other Doctor Who podcast is all the show all the time.
Yeah.
So you know, there's twists you can do, but yeah. And plus, I hate doing it. What if a show's three seasons old and you want to do it and you just got into it now? You're going to start from the third season? You're going to start from the first season and trying to catch up? Like, what do you do? This has all crossed my mind before. Because I think about a lot of podcasts. Anyway, back to Voltron. Like I said, it's coming out on October 28th. This year. It actually doesn't say the year on this article, so I'm assuming this year. And it will be $30 in the US and $35 in Canada. Because everything's more expensive from a book standpoint and a movie standpoint in Canada.
Every standpoint.
Well, I'm sure there's something.
No.
I just don't know what it is.
Canadian things, maybe?
Well, yeah, probably local things.
Quebec
All right.
maple syrup.
Syrup? Quebec maple syrup?
Yeah. Canadian cheese. Bagged milk.
Poutine?
Poutine.
Other stuff?
Other Canadian stereotypes?
toques and hockey sticks and moose meat. Beaver tails. I don't know. I'm just making shit up now. All right. So we got feedback again after last episode.
We got feedback.
This time. So that I would actually remember it before I started closing the show, I put it in the notes because, well, last time I closed the show fully before remembering that I asked Andrew to look for the email.
Yeah, you done goofed.
Because I was tired and it was late.
You done
I'm
goofed.
I'm still tired today, but it's not nearly as late, so thumbs up for that. Sorry. Had to cough. So, Rachel emailed us. Rachel
from Canada.
Rachel from Canada. Yeah.
Good day, mate.
Don't try and steal Laney's terrible joke. Terrible.
The best joke ever.
It was funny, and then it stopped being funny.
It's never stopped being funny.
Oh. Sorry. For those who don't know, he just tried to steal a joke from the Drunks and Dragons podcast.
I didn't try. I just did it.
And their reading of their feedback. Well, you tried because I called you on it. It's an unsuccessful theft if somebody calls you on it.
Who says I wasn't going to name drop it?
I says.
Oh.
I'm probably right.
No.
You sure? Since you did in fact fix the comment section, or at least you claimed to have fixed the comment section.
I did. It's confirmed.
I will skip that paragraph because she, first thing was, you still haven't fixed it. And you did fix it, so thank you for reminding us. But it was, I guess, handled by Andrew.
Yes, I handled it like many Welps.
Like many what?
Whelps.
Whelps. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
It's a wow video thing. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I mean, there's lots of dragon whelps in lots of places in WoW.
Yeah. It's from a video.
Okay. The only video that I know is the Leroy Jenkins video, and they don't say it there. Although they do fight a lot of dragon whelps. Because I don't think they say it in Leroy Jenkins' video.
I don't think so.
Anyway, at least they got chicken.
At least they got chicken.
Did you ever see... Sorry, I'll get back to the email in a minute, I promise. Did you ever see, like, the live action of that? Somebody did, like, they got a group of people to, like, do it, like, live action. And I'm like serious group of people, because Vinnie Jones was one of them.
Oh.
Like not, like, hardcore, super serious, like, super famous people, but Vinnie Jones was one of them. I think he was the Ray leader who was trying to tell the,
Oh, right, yeah, I have seen that.
When he comes back and just rushes in.
And they're just, like, standing in a circle.
They're standing in a circle outside of, like, a walled city in the desert or something.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But it's great. And the fact that Vinnie Jones is in it is just amazing. I love Vinnie Jones. And that video, by the way, obviously staged. For anybody who's ever played an MMO, the lack of swearing and shouting and rage quitting at the end of that fight.
Yes. The fact that not everyone didn't rage quit immediately.
They did it on purpose. Yeah. Like, there's no way. Anyway, email.
Email. What to email?
I'll read it now. My comment this week is that I think the Wonder Woman costume just needs to have the colors back. The design is nice, but there's not enough color. Also, I still think the actress is a bit too skinny, but whatevers. I agree about the colors. It is very bronze looking. It all kind of looks like it's bronzish.
Uh-huh.
But I think it might just be because it's a promotional photo. I imagine it'll look different in the actual, if we saw a production photo or a production still in the movie itself, it'd probably look different and hopefully have a little more color to it. Maybe not, doesn't need the exact super bright red and super bright blue.
No, but like what they did with the Superman suit.
Yeah. Give it some color, but don't necessarily way over the top comic it.
Oh, speaking of which, did you see Vision?
No. I mean, he was in the back of like the Quicksilver poster, if that's what you mean, but not.
Well, his colors look better.
That's good because he's the most ridiculous colored character in all of comics.
Yeah, they toned him down. It looks
good. I should know. He flew me to some S.H.I.E.L.D. jail in Marvel Heroes 2015 and then back to the Avengers Tower. Super bright red and green and ugly.
Yeah.
Flew my raccoon there in a Quinjet. Because apparently Rocket does not have permission to fly the Guardians spaceship. So yes, I agree with the color. I didn't really look at the picture well enough to. I don't really remember it well enough to comment on if she's too skinny or not.
Just pretty skinny, but
I can Google it now. But let's see if my internet works.
Whatevs is pretty much my feelings as well.
I mean, as usually, this is still quite early in the. Production of the film, it'll change, it'll look different as we get closer. Like, it won't change, I mean, but it will look different because we'll see less promo material and we will see more production stills and stuff, so we'll actually be able to gauge what it will look like in the movie better later. At least usually. So it usually works.
That's how it usually works.
Which is why when people were complaining about the, what was it, Adrian Palicki, I think it was, for the TV show a few, couple years back, like they were complaining about how the suit looked terrible on like somebody's camera phone or something. I was like, well, yeah, because you're taking that with a shitty camera.
Yeah.
Not going to look the same way on your TV screen when they do some, with you know, a decent camera and some, you know, After Effects to make it look superior.
Superior.
But, you know, people are stupid and they complain. Before, they complain like, this is exactly how it's going to look all the time.
Internet.
Anyway, thank you, Rachel, from Canada, for your email.
G'day, mate.
I hate you. I hate you. I'll do something to stop you from stealing his joke. I don't know what yet, but it will happen. If you out there listening would like to email us, you can do so at feedback@greeklynews.com.
There's also a contact form on our website,
which is greeklynews.com.
It's greeklynews.com. And you can leave a comment on our post with the podcast on
it. Or if you have a comment about anything else on the site, like you go to that page and you leave the you comment there. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know things, kind of, sort of.
You can also leave a review on iTunes with 5 stars, whether you liked it or not.
You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
And I'm at Dup3, which is really dupe.
You, I will say, you've given up on the lead, have you?
It's so frustrating.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. That's D-U-P-3.
You can find the show, which rarely gets used because we're bad at I'm bad at social media, and Twitter is very difficult for me because I'm wordy. You can find the show at Greekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. And you can find us on the Facebook, which gets used more than the Twitter, and that is facebook.com/Greekly News. All right, I think we covered it all. I think we did pretty well for both being tired and me being super stuffed. Stupid work. I blame work.
I also blame work. What is it good for?
Money. Which
right.
Provides us the ability to continue to live, technically.
I guess.
Pay for homes and food and clothes. Electricity, internet, so we can do this show.
The internet.
Car and gas for said car. Video games. Computer games. Computers themselves. Board games. DVDs. CDs. I'm now just looking around things around my room that I paid for.
Furniture.
Tea bags over there. Anyway, I don't have dice. I need my dice bags over there.
Pencils.
All right, we can probably stop now. People probably have already shut off. They're like, all right, they're done. They're just being idiots now. We'll just shut this off. So, if you're still here, I don't know why you're still here. I don't know why you sat through us just naming things around the rooms we're sitting in. But thank you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Or next week.
Ugh. That may be worse. You're not going to say it at all?
Until next time, I've been Andrew.